Blog Talk Radio. Americans just say we're doing good. If we even say that, we say, well, you know, it's not too bad. What about becoming very, I almost want to say, obnoxious about giving God glory? In all things, give me thanks. In the Bible, probably the classic case of a blind man being healed is in John 9. You remember the disciples asked Jesus a question when they saw this blind man. They say, now, whose fault is this? Did his parents sin? Did he sin? That's so typical of people in our day, maybe even us, we want to try to figure out why. I'm just so glad Jesus didn't answer their question. He said, this is for the glory of God, but that the works of God may be displayed in him. See, I think we try to be, you know, what do you call it? Well, I forget even what the name is now, but what was Sherlock Holmes? What was he? A detective, yes, yeah. A detective, trying to figure out things, why and how come and what for, rather than meeting the issue right on and tend to business. So maybe we like to play detective and say why, how come, what for, rather than meet the situation with the Word of God. Did you know that's the only thing we've got is the Word of God? And it works in every situation. So Jesus anoints the man's eyes with mud and told him to go and wash it off. Doesn't that seem like a kind of a strange order? I mean, if the guy's blind, why put mud on his eyes? But Jesus spit in some dirt and rubbed it in his eyes and told him to go wash it off. He obeyed. He went, it says, and he washed, and he came back seeing. And he was giving God the glory. Now, those around him were not so quick to give God the glory. I mean, even three times they ask him, say, now, how did he do this again? And God was glorified in that instance, and no answer really ever came forward. But I was thinking, okay, if that had happened in our day right here and now, if Jesus would have been here and made some mud in his hand and put it in somebody's eyes and they got healed, you know, would we say, oh, glory to God? I kind of doubt it because I think we'd try to figure out and say, oh, you know, must have been some kind of chemical reaction from that mud. See, we have to be so clever rather than give God the glory. How he did it doesn't really matter. It says God is at work. God was glorified. It was the work of God, plain and simple. Give him the glory. Give him the glory. Well, here the scripture talks about recovery of sight to the blind. Now, recovery means something is being restored, isn't it? Something is being restored. So we have to learn a lot just from words. So here we're talking about a restoration. Jesus is addressing those who are presumed believers in this scripture. And the word for sight means to be made to see anew, to gain perception. I mean, as you know, in English we have some limited vocabulary. But in Greek, Latin, Hebrew, there are words for even fine little details of the same basic issue. But the word that's used here for sight means to be made to see anew, not to be made to see like you've never seen before, like you were like totally blind, but to see anew, to gain perception. So it relates to seeing more than what is merely visible. And the word for blind at this point means sight that is hazy, smoky, or opaque. Perhaps being able to distinguish shapes, but not details. Maybe be able to distinguish what's light and what's dark.
Despair and cry from the wall.